From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1056th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Don Gibson.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track, true love and daddy ain't a-coming back, and I'm a-moving on,
moving on,
yes, a-moving on.
Flying
too high for my little old sky, and I'm moving on,
moving on.
Well, I want you, baby, time to time. Just wouldn't listen, I pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on,
moving on.
Yes, I'm moving on,
moving on.
You were flying too high for my little old sky, and I'm moving on,
moving on.
Track. True love and daddy ain't a coming back, and I'm moving on,
moving on.
Yes, moving on,
moving on.
You were flying too high for my little old sky, and I'm a moving on.
Yes, Don Gibson, the golden boy himself, and one of his great new RCA Victor records, I'm moving on. Welcome, Don. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Say, we got a great show lined up for the good people tonight.
Well, tell us about it, Grant.
Well, first off, there's our two great opera regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell. And then there's the king of the electric guitar, Chet Atkins. String Bean and his old five-stringer on board, to say nothing of Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers. And as our special guest.
Yes, Grant, our special guest.
That handsome, sweet-singing boy from Franklin County, Illinois, Billy Grammer.
Hey!
Billy will be with us in a few minutes and sing us one of his great songs. But right now, it's my pleasure to introduce East Tennessee's spirit of New Year, Archie Campbell.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Look me square in the eye. I want to know who's the boss around this place.
You do.
Well, I'm mad as an old wet setting here.
I'm the boss, buddy.
You're the boss?
Right.
Well, I want you to know one thing. I'm a respectable married man.
Yeah?
I got a wife and kidneys at home. And yeah. I went back there and got a private dressing room back here. Thank you. Got a private dressing room back here, and I went back there in my dressing room, and there's two good-looking young girls a-sitting in my dressing room. Yes, sir.
That's right.
You're the boss around here, ain't
That's
you?
That's right, buddy.
Two girls sitting in my dressing room.
Two girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're the boss?
Yeah.
I want you to go back there and throw one of them out. Now, don't forget that.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Look, are you really Archie Campbell?
It's what it says on the bill of fare.
Yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Were you in New York last June?
Oh, listen, I can't answer these questions, that's all I hear. Now, if you want any details on me, I've got a little book here, a little black book. I keep all that information.
Well, you should.
So, if you want a question, I've got it filed here. What was the question?
The question was, I say, good man, was you in New York last June?
That comes under places.
Let me get
over here and see.
Yeah.
Comes under places. New York last June, did you say?
See.
Yeah, I was there. Right there it is.
You was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and by some chance, did you meet a girl by the name of Ruth?
Let's see. Now, that comes under contacts. Right over here under seat. There it is. Yes, I did. Met a girl named Ruth.
And you did?
Yeah.
Well, you a horse, you know.
Yeah.
By some chance, did you take her to dinner?
Let me see. Now, that comes under expenses. Right there it is. Took Ruth to dinner. Sure did.
Did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you take Ruth home after dinner?
Let's see. Now, that comes under promotions. Yeah. Got it right there. Sure did. Took Ruth home after dinner.
After dinner.
Yeah.
I figured you did.
Uh-huh.
By some chance, did you kiss Ruth goodnight?
Let's see. Now, that comes under pleasure. Got it right there. I sure did. Kissed Ruth goodnight.
Kissed goodnight, huh?
Yeah, I got a file on all this stuff.
Listen, buddy.
What?
Let me tell you something. I'm her husband, and I don't like it.
Well, see, now, that comes under opinions. Yeah, I got it right here. I didn't like it either.
Yeah, you are.
Archie Campbell is, ladies and gentlemen, and sometimes I think better had been a little better if he hadn't ever left Bull's Gap. Archie, you know I'm only kidding. But I'm not kidding when I say it gives me the greatest of pleasure to welcome our guest on the Opry this evening. So let's have a great big New Year's welcome for him, Billy Grammer. Well, welcome, Billy. Mighty nice to see you here at NBC's Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you, Grant. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, you know how I feel, Billy. I'm always glad to have you with us. But tell me something.
Well, if I can, Don, I will.
You know, they tell me you've cut a new record for Monument. It's got two great sides to it. Are you aiming to sing one of them for us tonight?
Don, if the Jordanaires will step up and give me a hand, I'd certainly like to try it out.
Well, here they are, Billy, and here is Billy Grammer, folks, with one of his latest, Loveland.
In my dreams I found a place called Loveland, where you can forget a broken heart. No goodbyes or sadness in this Loveland, a magic place where sweethearts never part. As I was dreaming, I saw a friend and that old love meet again. It made me happy just to see he found joy, and so did she. I saw it happen in the land of love. I saw it happen in the land of love. One night while walking in my love land, a lovely vision I did see. An old sweetheart of mine had come to Loveland. I wonder if she came to look for me. In a chapel on a hill, bells were ringing softly till there was a wedding, and I could see the bride was you, the groom was me. I saw it happen in the land of love. There was a wedding, and I could see the bride was you, the groom was me. I saw it happen in the land of love. I saw it happen in the land of love.
Thank you.
Well, Grant, here it is, another fresh new year. And I wonder what 1960 will bring. You know, in a way, it's sort of like ripping open the seal on a fresh new tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, hold on a minute, Don, hold on. I disagree with that. When a new year starts, you never can tell what lies ahead. But when you open a tin of Prince Albert's smoking tobacco, you know what's in store for you every time. In a pipe or a roll-your-own cigarette, you get the mild and mellow flavor, the smooth and easy-going taste that's a favorite with smoking men everywhere.
That's right, Grant. Another thing, PA is crimp-cut to pack right and burn steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots. And because PA sells the fastest, it naturally moves the freshest off the shelf right into the smoker's hands.
But nobody has to take our word for it, Don. Like we always say, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA. So if you want good smoking during 1960, every time you light up, try fresh tasting, cool smoking Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers to do the first square dance of the year to the tune of an old one, Black Mountain Rag. Hey! Hey!
check, pick up Charlie Brown. 16 up and circle left, red, red, pick up Charlie Brown. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's all is a single more. All around, shake him down, red, red, pick up Charlie Brown. Meet Joe Gell and Paddle Head, don't eat this. Red all around and shake him down, let that big foot guard the ground. Hand to four and middle for two, the ladies go to go. Take him home, boy, take him home.
Oh, thank you so much, Tommy Jackson and all the gang. That was wonderful. And now, Don.
What's on your mind, Grant?
Well, it's hymn time on our show, the spot so eagerly awaited by so many of our listeners.
Well, Grant, you know, I sort of like it myself.
And I just wondered if you'd sing us the title song from that great RCA Victor album you did a while back, Where No One Stands Alone.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't hide your face from me. Take my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands. I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own, but I don't know a thing in this whole wide world that's worse than. Take my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands alone.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. You know, it's a pleasure to sing for all of you, and it's also a pleasure to introduce our next entertainer. Here he is, the king of the guitar, playing Wildwood Flower. Hit it!
Thank you, Chet Atkins. Thanks a lot. Now, no Grand Ole Opry starting out the first of the year would be right without hearing from our Opry sweetheart. So here she is, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Announcement I want everybody to hear. Do you all realize that it's leap year?
Uh-oh.
It is. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. And what I've got to say is this. Girls, let's start leaping right now. Oh, shoot. Y'all think just because it's leap year, I'm going to start running after fellers. I ain't going to start running and chasing after fellers. I've reached the age where I'm too dignified. I'm too proud. I'm too tired. But we had a party the other night. We had a New Year's Eve. We had our annual and yearly watch party on New Year's Eve. And, oh, we had such a nice time except for one thing. The New Year and Uncle Nabob met one another, one passing in and one passing out. That happens every year. Oh, I tell you. But I have some predictions I'd like to make. Now, I don't set myself up as a big one of these here prognosticators or anything like that, you know, these people. But I just have a few little predictions that I'd like for you all to hear because this is what I think is going to happen in 1960. I predict when it comes to wearing clothes, the women will outstrip the men. Well, that's what I predict. And I predict that girls won't be left far behind when it comes to getting married. In 1960, I say that of all the folks getting married, half of them will be women. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I predict that in the race between the fellas and the gals to see which one gets the upper hand, they'll finally settle down neck and neck.
Yeah.
I'm for that. Well, I've got a bone to pick with Archie. Archie,
what? Come
here.
What?
Is this the right side?
I'm on the right side. You're
well, good.
Side.
I want to tell you that you've hurt my feelings.
Did?
Yeah. Now, here it is. Another Christmas passed by, and you were here last Christmas, and then you're here this Christmas.
Two years I've known you.
Man. I know, two Christmases, and you didn't even use the Christmas gift that I gave you last year. Not this year, but last year. I gave you them fine half a dozen white linen handkerchiefs,
no,
and you never used them.
No, and I ain't going to use them either, I'll tell you that.
Archie!
No, I ain't.
Them handkerchiefs I give you was expensive. I paid $1.50 a piece for them handkerchiefs.
I know it. That's just too much money to blow in.
Oh, hush. You're the silliest thing.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell you, Manny, listen. After all, that present you sent me this year, them earmuffs.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm a fella that likes a pair of earmuffs. I think everybody ought to have a pair.
Yeah.
But them things, you knitted them yourself, didn't you?
I knitted them with my own little bitty hands. I knitted my fingers off to the hub. I really did, and I think you're ugly to talk about it.
I appreciate the thought behind it, Minnie, but I'll swear to you, Lord have mercy, they're too big.
They are?
Well, good gracious, them earmuffs is big enough for a jackass.
That's just what I thought when I knitted them.
Yeah.
Bye now, see you next week.
This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. Is in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, now, I think we've got just about far enough without hearing from our guests, so let's have a big hand for Billy Grammer as he sings his other new monument record, It Takes You.
It takes more than a car and a $20 bill to pick me up and give me a thrill. It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you to make me happy.
It takes you
to make me blue. Takes more than a gray cloud hanging in the sky. Break me up and make me want to cry. It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you to make me happy.
It takes you to make me blue.
It makes me tingle all over when you smile at me. I get the strangest feeling through and through. But it shakes me up all over when you're mad at me. I can crawl in the hole and I get so blue. Takes more than a big moon shining up above to make me feel like I'm falling in love. It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you to make me happy.
It takes you
to make me blue. It makes me tingle all over when you smile at me. I get the strangest feeling through and through. But it shakes me up all over when you're mad at me. I could crawl in a hole and die. I get so cold. Takes more than a big moon shining up above to make me feel like I'm falling in love. It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
It takes you.
Takes you to make me happy.
Takes you to make me blue.
Takes you to make me happy.
Takes you to make me blue.
There you have it, Billy's latest tune, It Takes You. Another Grand Ole Opry first. Thank you, Billy. Thanks for being with us on the first show of the new year.
That's for sure, Billy. But we have to hurry on. This time, the Kentucky Wonder, String Bean, with one of his latest Coleman records, Train Special 500. String.
You ought to been uptown when that eve train come down. You're gonna hear the whistle blow 500 miles. I'm walking these tides with the tears in my eyes. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Cutest thing. Hear the whistle blow, how lonesome she sounds. Thought she blowed like she never blowed before. Honey, you say so. Never work no more. I'll sidetrack my train and come home.
All right, thank you, String. Thanks so much. Now, Don, before we hear one last song from you, would you mind telling us about your future plans?
Well, certainly, Grant. Next week, we're going to be over with the good friends and neighbors in Arkansas and Missouri with some great big Grand Ole Opry shows.
Well, good luck to you, Don, and give them our regards. Now, if we hurry, we got just time enough for that great record, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles.
Don't tell me your troubles. I got troubles of my own. Don't tell me your troubles. Just leave me alone, leave me alone. Go on home, tell it to a friend. Got trouble of my own. Say your your sweet love's left you. What you think about me? Yeah. I got them same old heartaches, same old miseries. Leave me alone. Go on home. Tell it to a friend. Got trouble I'm on. Happens to the best of us. That's what they always say. Take it, boy, like a man. And don't stand in the way. You tell me that she's a no good. She's the meanest she can be.
Troubles at all during 1960. Oh, yes, may I also say how nice it was having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be sure to listen next week when Jim Reeves will be heading up the show with Jimmy Driftwood along as his guest. Till then, this is Don Gibson saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry!
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel's, a real cigarette. America's most popular cigarette for the 10th straight year. It sure makes sense because with Camel's, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camel's. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.